like dynamite yesterday. Now, I was already high, dressed very fly, just standing on the corner watching all the fine hoes. When up go my main man band, his Super 98 Bowl. Now, his band stepped out, that he looked about, me he began to speak. When with a sexy stride, out from the other side, stepped his real fine freak. Now she wore a black chemise dress, which was considered to be one of the very best. Her hair was glossy black, her eyes was a deep sea green blue, and her skin was a boss dark hue. Man, she was some kind of fine. Now, as I spoke to Ben and I shook his hand, I asked him, was that his honey? Without no job, this was the dude's reply, like she's anybody who wants to make some money. Down and known all around as Miss Doriella DuFontaine. She plays a stick, mind me, she's slick, and she's one of the best in the game. This girl is no jerk, cause I've seen her work. She's nice and she can use her head. Now she's good with her crack from a long ways back, and she done made me a whole lot of bread. Now a man was sporting a Panama straw, had a Corona El Producto stuck out the side of his jaw. He wore a beige silk suit that looked real silky, and he was dressed to make Rockefeller feel guilty. Now I was pressed, I must confess, although I couldn't compare with Van. It's not that his taste is better than mine, it's just that he's a big money man. Hey fellas, Doriella said, I'm starving as can be. How about a bite to eat? So we all agreed on a fabulous feed, down at the Waldorf, up on the big street. Now the Waldorf was glowing in bright neon light. Although this was my first flight, we were all clean at the Board of Health. Three players, that's true, in rainbows of blue, and we painted a picture of wealth. Now as we were dining, man started unwinding. Begin to run his mouth off to me. But as we left, I dug his woman, Miss DuFontaine, was steady pinning on me. Hey, fella Doriella said, since we met, I'm glad. So here's the address to my pad. So next Saturday, I got real fly. I went to see Miss DuFontaine. I stopped off on the main man, Joe's. This dude deals with dope, and I caught me some cocaine. Some kind of bag. It was really a false set. She had a 5-inch carpet, which was limited in market somewhere in the Far East Orient. Hi-fi was selling and I wasn't failing, but I just couldn't rap to this queen. She dug my feet with cold and took a tight hold and gave me some pot, Chicago blue. She said, if you be my man, together we'll trip the land and I'll be your true blue bitch. And now don't you have to show me to those other squares, like I take that dough and make you rich. And you know where I'm at. I really went for that, and I put this fine hoe in the bed. Me and this queen made love to the queen, and I flipped what she gave me. Now next Saturday around 1, we was out having fun at the club known as the Island of Joy. When in walked Dixie Fair, drugstore millionaire, international playboy. Hey, fella Dixie said, who's that fine Marlon Red? Why, I'll give you a fee if you introduce her to me. So I did, and my woman D, she did the rest. Now, next morning in bed, horse honey, she said, I can take Dixie off of all his bread. Like a hustler on the sunny lands of New Mexico. Because I don't want you around when I take off this clown and I get him hung up in my den. But when I pull through, baby, I'll come straight to you and you'll never have to hustle again.
Jimmy.